We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye Tav Akasha on this Yisoid of Rabbi Eliezer that says that if you're not Royu right now for Karim Pesach, you can't be Oyver Machshir. Eisvei Abaye, Oral Shloimol, a Oral that didn't do a Mila, Erev Pesach, not Shabbos, let's say. It was a regular Erev Pesach, and the Oral did not get a Mila yet. Now, if you take a Mila right now, he'd be able to bring Karim Pesach. But he didn't. Oynish Karis. He gets Karis for Karim Pesach. Dibri Rabbi Eliezer. We're not handling Karis now for Mila, because Karis Mila is, you have to, because you can always do a Mila tomorrow, so can't you have Karis yet? But here, the guy went ahead and he pushed off Karim Pesach, because he can't bring Karim Pesach now, he's an Oral, and he didn't go ahead and do a Mila. So Oral Shloim Mol, Oynish Karis. Dibri Rabbi Eliezer. Right now he's an Oral. He's not Royu for Karim Pesach. You see, he gets Karis. See, he does have a Chiyuv. We're saying like this. Fear of the Eliezer is saying, anything you're missing a Maisa, you're not a Bar Chiyuvah, you can't even do Machshirim. So you can't have a Karis, you're not a Bar Chiyuvah. Teretz says, you see, if I have a Beyodoy to do something, I'm called a Bar Chiyuvah, I have Karis. So here also by us wanting to say that you're Bar Chiyuvah and you can do the Hazah. You're Machshirim Shimutah. Omar Rabba, so Rabba answers like this. Kusavu Rabba Eliezer, Ein Sheikh the Mazarkim Atam Yisharis. The first thing, say a few like Hanachas, and that will be able to explain us the Pshat. He says, first of all, if someone's a Atam Yisharis, which means Atam Yisharis is very similar to Atam Yisharis and Yom HaShvi. Why are they similar? What does Atam Yisharis need? All he needs is a mikvah, and to be Toivel, and then he can bring Karim Pesach. He needs to be Toivel, and then he's called Tol Yoim, he'll have to bring Karim Pesach then, and he'll eat at night. That's the halacha. Same thing with a tummy mace. He gets a hazah, he's toivel, and he can eat the Karim Pesach at night. He can bring Karim Pesach. But, tummy share is for his toivel. Same thing with tummy mace for his toivel. You can't send the Karim Pesach. Even though I'll say like this, I'll send the Karim Pesach, and then in 2 hours I'll toivel, and I'll eat at night. No, while you are a tummy share for your toivel, you cannot even send with a shliach Karim Pesach. Rav Eliezer holds, ain't sheikh mazarkim al tummy share. You can't Shech Vizarik of the guys Shaman Sharats right now. And another fact, that's one anacha. Number two anacha. Mechol Sh'ilu B'yachid Nitche B'tziba Avdu B'tumma. Only things that a Yachid is Nitche, which means he can't, that by him he can go to Pesach Sheni, then a Tziba does B'tumma. If anything that, if a guy, let's say, a Tful Yoim, and he ready with his Toivel, the halacha is, he's allowed to bring Karim Pesach. So in that case, there won't be Tumma Hutu B'tziba that by Tziba either. Only something that Yach is Nitre is their Tziba Avdi B'tumah. That's Anach number two. Number three is, B'chol Milsa the Isa B'tziba Isa B'yachid. Anything that the Tziba is B'chuyiv to do, the Yach is B'chuyiv to do, in order to enable him to do Karim Pesach. B'chol Milsa the less of a Tziba, anything that Tziba is not B'chuyiv to do, less of a Yachid, then the Yachid does not have to do. So the Gemara explains now, why now our law will be different than a Talmid Beis. So Arelos, the equal tziba arelim, if the ganze tziba was arelim, are they allowed to just bring the carbon pesach by arelis? No, they can't. Amina luhu kumu muhul nafshaychu. Go do a mila, ba'avid pischa, and then do the carbon pesach. So yachin ami, amina le kumu al vavid pischa ye mechuyev to go ahead and do a mila. Biloy mal vavid on his cars, but if you don't do a mila, then you on his cars get cars. Vavid pis, yeah. If you didn't do a mila to do the pesach, then on his cars. Tuma, the equal to Ruth Meimenu, if the Gan Tziva right now was a Tummy Sheretz, you don't tell them they have to go be Tayvel. It's Tuma Hutter Tziva, because right now they're all Tummy. So Loch is, it's Tuma Hutter Tziva. Tuma, the equal to Ruth Meimenu, Loi Medidin Alayo, El Avdi Tuma. You don't make them go, or this is the guy extra one Tummy Mace. All the Tummy Mace on the seventh day, you don't spritz the Hazar on them, even a regular Aaron Pesach, El Avdi Tuma. Because right now they're Tummy. Yachinami Potter. So we're saying now like this, that the reason why he's not a Bar Chiyuvah is because the Tzibur would be mutter to do the Karim Pesach now as is. So therefore, you don't have to, you're not a Bar Chiyuvah if you don't have to do Hazah. Mashiach and Arelus, if the Tzibur was in your Matziv, they would all get a Mila. And therefore, you're called a Bar Chiyuvah and you have to get a Mila. If you don't, you have a Karim Pesach. Now Rashi speaks out, but if you held Sheikhtim Vizarkim al Tami Msheretz, so then it wouldn't be Ish Nitche. Then there wouldn't be Ish Nitche because I could send the Karim Pesach, and then there wouldn't be Tumah Hutter Tziva. There wouldn't be any Tumah Hutter Tziva in that case. And then they would have to Taka do it Azah. If the halacha is that they could send the Karim Pesach today, then Taka there would be a Chiyuv Hazah for a whole tzibur, because it wouldn't be tumah to a tzibur since the yachid is not nitcha. So that's what we have to say the first halacha, the ein shaykh to mezarkin. Then we said, kol she'ilu b'yachid nitcha b'tzibur avdi b'tumah. And then we said, anything the tzibur is b'chuyiv to do, like to get a milah, so then you're b'chuyiv to do here, but b'azah, it's tumah to a tzibur, because a yachid nitcha, here also the same case. Omalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishuv L'Rava, v'arei Pesach Sheini, the less of a tzibur, v'yisiv b'yachid. Pesach Sheini, that you don't have by the tzibur, v'yisiv b'yachid. And you have that by yachid. So you see that it doesn't always mirror each other, that whatever the tzibur does, the yachid has to do. Here you see Pesach Sheini, the tzibur can never bring Pesach Sheini, and still the yachid brings a Pesach Sheini. Only no, Shani Hashem, the overlay tzibur b'rishon. They have a carbon Pesach on the first time. The Pesach Rishon. And we're saying like this, if you find me a case where Klal Yisrael did not bring a Pesach Rishon, you would not be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. For example, like Rashi gives an example. Let's say Rav HaTzibur was a Zav. And a Zav is not Tumah to Tzibur. So Rav HaTzibur did not do Pesach Rishon. Then the halacha will be is that the Tami Mason of the Pesach Rishon would not be able to do a Pesach Sheni. Because if the Klal Yisrael did not bring Pesach Rishon, they cannot bring a Pesach Sheni Taka. Because we're saying anything that Tzibur does, the Yachid could do. But if Tzibur doesn't do, the Yachid can't do. I Pesach Sheni, they do Pesach Rishon. The Kapponim have to do Pesach Rishon according to this Man, the Yom, and this Gemara right now. And if Klal Yisrael doesn't do Pesach Rishon, Yechidim cannot do Pesach Sheni. So right now, we are sticking with this Yisoid that Rabbi Eliezer, the tiny one Rabbi Eliezer was, why can't he do a Zohar? It's a machshirim, let it be. He's allowed to machshirim. Let it be machshirim. The teretz is that he's not a bar chiyuva. That's the teretz. I reilus, Klal Yisrael would have to do, so he would have to do also. Mesa, when that's a kasha, first, not like that. Mesa, the advice is like this. Yachol lo yehi onesh karis. You would say that the only person who misses the Karban Pesach is the guy who gets karas. The only type of person is Elisha Yatar. Either he was completely tari and decided not bringing the Karban Pesach, or Shaloy Abner Rechayka. And he was in Yerushalayim. So touch a guy, he's here, he's tar. That's the case of karas. What about a case, Ha'orul Matame Sheretz V'Shar Kal Tmeim? Ha'orul who has a biyadit du amila, or Matame Sheretz who could be table today, and Shar Kal Tmeim that could be table today, and they don't do the Karban Pesach, they're not Toivel and do the Karban Pesach. How do you know by them they get Karas? Menayin. Tamlev Ish. V'ish is Marva that. Midukava Hada Tomei Sharetz. Since we're looking for a Tomei Sharetz, and we're saying that type of person is a Chiddush, that he's Chayav Karas, it must be the way he is right now, he can't send the Karban Pesach. The Kosova ain't Sheikh Mesherchim Matomei Sharetz. He can't send the Karban Pesach. And Taina was, why wouldn't he purify himself to go to Mikvah? These sheikhs and mizrakim atomic sharis, if you could send it, lo mili ladura, you don't need a pasuk for that. Hainu tar, that's a regular tar. He could send the karm pesach. You don't need a special pasuk for that. You need a ribui, even though you're missing a maisa, you still chayav karas. Alma, avagav loy chazi, because he didn't go to mikveh yet. Chiyuv ala, he still has a chiyuv. He says, it's biyadai to be toivel and do it. Avagav less of a tzibar, he's a biyachid. Even though it's less of a tzibar, because tzibar is not machiyuv to do this, go to mikveh, because they have too much of a tzibar. A yachid does have to do it, so we knocked off one of the anachas before. The halacha is that even if the tzibur doesn't have this chiyuv, you have this chiyuv. So now it's back shver. Why the fear of the yezer? Don't you have to do a hazah to enable you to bring the Karban Pesach and tzibikum achshirim? Ayin abachiyuva, you are abachiyuva. We see in the first in this pasuk that even though the tzibur doesn't have to do it, since you have a biyada to do it, you're not worse than an aral. You're not worse than someone who has to do a milah. So we have to answer again, why fear of the yezer? Can't you do the hazah? Rabbi Eliezer holds, you could send a Karban Pesach while you're Tomei Sharetz. What do you need Hazah for? You can send it. The only reason why you go to Mikveh after you send it is just to be able to eat the Karban Pesach at night. Rabbi Eliezer hold, Achilas Psochim loy ma'akva. To hold, Achilas Psochim is not ma'akim. Achilas Pesachim is not ma'akev, and therefore you cannot do azah. So the bottom line, if you're there, someone asks you, why can't you do azah? Teretz says, you know why? Because he can bring the Karban Pesach anyway. So it's not a machshirim that's important. You need azah to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. The answer that is that it's not ma'akev. You see, that a Pesach will be shechted. We know, you know, shecht a Pesach, people can't eat the Karm Pesach. You can't do that. So here, you shecht the Pesach Lo'echla. That's where it's Kasha. So if the Elam is following along with the Pesach Pesachim, the Kasha is, what do you mean? If you shecht the Lo'echla and Shalai Lo'echla, it's good. So what's the Kasha? Bring in some Lo'echla also. The Yavis asks his Kasha. And he says, Vaistar is Lechatila, very good. The Yavis says, the Vaistar is the Issa Lechatila to do Shalai Lo'echla. So here the Kasha is, Maisa, Hele, I do it, Lechatila, and shecht Shalai Lo'echla. Amalei, so his Teretz is like this, that this is not called Shalai Lo'echla. Amalei, Shalai Lo'echla means a chayla azak in the chazi. It's not possible to eat. Aber hi, he's a oichla, mechzach chazi. Tekuni l'msakin, he's missing a azak. But be'etzem is chazi, and that is not going to the psul of Shalai Lo'echla. That's a chidash of Gemara. It doesn't go into the psul of Shalai Lo'echla. So to Gemara Vaita. It says in the end of our Mishnah, so Rekiva Ogzamli, as he holds, the machshirim, only if you cannot do it, something you cannot do before Pesach, before Erev Pesach, that's mutar on Pesach, Shechava Shabbos. Klal Amar Mekiva, says the Mishnah, read the Lashon, the Mishnah says, Klal Amar Mekiva, that Kol B'loch Eshlash is Erev Shabbos, Ein Adarech Eshlash Shabbos. If you can do it before Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. Shechita, Eshlash is Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Shechita, that cannot be done before Shabbos, you can do it on Shabbos. Same idea, Kai Gavna, and this is what it says by Mila. Klal Amar Rekiva, Kol Malacha She'ef Shalas Esmer Shabbos. Any Malacha they can do before Shabbos, like bringing the knife or making the knife, ain't a Derech Es Shabbos, not Derech Es Shabbos. Mila, the actual circumcision, She'ef Shalas Esmer Shabbos, you can't do it before Shabbos. Derech Es Shabbos, that's Derech Es Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yudom Rav, Malacha Rabbi Kiva, he passed by Mila also that we pass him like Rabbi Kiva. So why do we need both places? We know Rabbi Kiva holds Machshirim She'ef Shalas Esmer Erev Shabbos, you can't do on Shabbos. So why do you need to tell me Mila and Pesach? But Tzricha, we need both halachas. Diash when you got a Pesach, if you only told me Pesach, Hosom who Machshirim Mitzvah Lechadach Shabbos. Do we understand that you can't do Machshirim Mitzvah to bring the knife or cut off the abelas? Why? It's not the same level as Mila. Mila has 13 times it says in the Torah about Mila bris. It's a bris between you and Hashem. 13 times it says. So that's very chum. Avamila, the Ichshol Hashem's brises, maybe that would be daicha. It's better than Pesach. Pesach has 13 brises. Mila does. V'yash minim by Mila that you can't do it. Hasam hu demach shir mitzloy dachu Shabbos. Now why? Like cars, no cars there right away. You can always do the Mila tomorrow. But Pesach, you missed this 6 hours and you missed Pesach Shani. What's the Shaila? Then you get cars. Of Pesach Karas, Emel Litchi, Tzricha. You need both cases that we pass in, like both Rabbi Kivas, because that's the Chiddush. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. We're going to learn in the following letter. We know every time someone's Oyle Regal, he has to bring two Kabarnas, an Oyle Tzriya and a Chagiga. Chagiga, it's called Chagiga on Yontif. But there's another Chagiga called Chagiga is Yodalit. Believe it or not, a Pesach has two Chagigas. Chagiga is Yodalit, and Chagiga is Tezvah. Chagigas Yodalit is in order to eat the Karm Pesach al Seiva. The discussion of our Mishnah is Chagigas Yodalit. Amosai maybe Chagiga Imai, when do you bring what we call a carbon Chagigas Yodalit, the Chagiga of Erev Pesach? When do you bring it? Bezman Shubba B'choil, only if it's the weekday. If Shabbos Erev Pesach, you don't bring a Chagiga that day. It's not the Shabbos. But Tahara, you bring it only if the Olam is Tahar. There's no Tumah to Ritzibar on Chagigas Yodalit. Why not? Because it's not a carbon Tzibar. And uvemuot, only if you don't have enough Karm Pesach to eat. But if you have enough Karm Pesach to eat, then you don't bring the Chagigas Yodalit. Uvizman Shubba B'Shabbos, when the Karm Pesach is on Shabbos. And Meruba when there's enough Karm Pesach for you. Uvetuma when it's Betuma. Ema v'imachigas, you don't bring Chagigas Yodalit. Chagiga ha'isabah min ha'tsoin min ha'bakar. It can be aside from small cattle and big cattle. Min ha'kfas min ha'izim, or min ha'skar min ha'kevis. So the difference is, the Karm Pesach is only zcharim and only tsoin. But here, by Chagiga Yodalit, it could be even bakar and even ha'kevis. Min ha'chalos le'yom la'lechad. Also, even 2 days and one night. Karm Pesach is 1 day and one night. Zok to Gemara. My high dektoni chagiga. Where did chagiga come in? We never talked about chagiga. We said, when did you bring chagiga? Chagiga what? Who said chagiga? Where is it coming in the hemshich in our Mishnah? So the hemshich is like this. Tano, harkavasa v'avasa dechashavah. Just finished saying in our Mishnah that you can't carry an animal from chutz tchum or carry it in the shisharavim. So therefore we said, similarly, chagiga is not dechashavah either. V'ktoni namin chagiga le dechashavah. V'hochik amr. Eimus avivim chagiga v'zbanshu v'avachoyol. When does the chagiga come? Only when it comes b'chol. and b'tayr v'mut. But the point what here is that only in the weekday, but on Shabbos, it's not doicha Shabbos. Also, it's only if you're tired, only if you don't have no food. Amar Rabashi, shema mino, chagigas arba osa, lav choyvi. He's even here, chagigas arba osa, that's not a choyva. It's not a chiyiv. This is not a choyvi, teisiv a Shabbos. If it's a choyva, it'll be brought on Shabbos. But teisiv a ruba. It'll be brought even if you don't, if you have enough karmpesach. Teisiv a tumma. And even tumma to retziva. Because why? Because we have a moya day. We say the moya day. This is the choyva today. Uvemuet, mi umay time asa. So why taka do you bring it? If it's not a choyva, why taka do you bring it? That's brought with the Pesach, eat it first. So you should eat the current Pesach al ha'soiva. Why do you have to eat it while you're full? So Rashi says that is because that you're more nena ba'achilasa. It's more chashu when you eat something when you're full. When you're starving, hungry, you just grab it, you'll grab anything. When it's ha'soiva, you eat it more of a covered it. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosis says, Pshat, Tosis says, this is right, so there are bottoms, the nechal ha'soiva. Tosis says the reason is because there's a gzeira shviras etzem. Why did a guy break a bone in Karm Pesach? He's starving, he's taking out the inside. But no, not so hungry, you won't break the bones. That's why we said, eat it al ha'soiva. So we have Rashi Pshat and Tosis Pshat, and it's a big shav, it's the right or not. But we're saying it's not a chayiv, it's not a chiv ha'yoyim. It's chiv ha'yoyim, you'll be able to bring it even with tumah, even on Shabbos. But the Maiz was saying it's not a chiv, you only bring it when you need the food to nechal al ha'soiva. When you don't have enough food, nechal al ha'soiva.